carrying on with the meditation of Gopanim festival coming up tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
So my son was saying after choosing illustrious speakers leading up to Gopanim, and he says, how come they chose a funker like you? So anyway, I'm sorry, I'm kind of over here, so I beg forgiveness. I shouldn't be here, I should be on the other side. So I seek your blessings, so I can say a few words to glorify Lord Chaitanya and hopefully inspire you. So there's been many, many topics. Let's see if you can remember the topics. What was the first topic we discussed on Monday? Association. So that was a very, very important. Talk about association. Godruma has kind of come here and giving us his association. Second one was?
Outreach,
yeah. Lord Chaitanya going out, breaking the Sankirtan. Where was the Sankirtan? Taking place very intimately. Shiva's Thakur, if anyone's been over there, it's a very potent place. And the Kirtan was going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Who triggered it off to go outside that realm? Good try. He was already in the Kirtan. Who triggered it off? Everyone was really intimate, but something ticked Lord Chaitanya to break that door open, the outreach. No. It was none other than the illustrious Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So all this time, Lord Chaitanya was having some intimate kirtans, but when Lord Nityananda arrived in Navadvip, that was it. The guns were loaded. It's by that song by Lochan, you know. Lord Nityananda cut a cannon. And Prema Purmatanaha, that's when the outreach went out to everyone. So then the next one was? Philosophy. Okay, let's ask you this question. After today's class, after about an hour, how much of you are going to remember what I said? Probably not much of you. Probably you're lucky if you can retain 5%. If, you know, you shoot it out of memory. Like Srinivas, maybe he can say everything. But generally, philosophy is quite hard for us to master and to try and digest it. And then, I think that arises here today, isn't it? Talking about memory, already forgetting it. Today, topic is the holy name. So, the many gifts that Lord Chaitanya gave us, everything is debatable, but the holy name, I would say, is quite there in the top. I don't know if you remember, top of the pops, you know. So there's always the top three, which is the most song that was listened. So I would say the holy name is up there in the top three. Some would say number one, but like I said, it's debatable. After today's class, you can decide. So I've chosen this particular verse. So Lord Chaitanya, this is where our Sankirtan movement comes from. And he left us only 8 verses called the Shikshastikam. And in those verses, the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness, right from the beginning till right to the end, prema purmatanaha, right till the end, and we'll try and talk about that a little bit if time permits us. So everything of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is within those 8. If you don't like reading, if you're like me, you know, you find it really hard to stay awake. I remember Godruma, when we used to go on Sankirtan, and sometimes the drive was a long time, and we would take the opportunity to try and read. And then as soon as we started driving, within 5 minutes, we kept on offering repeated obeisances to Srimad Bhagavatam. So not so easy to, you know, try and retain, understand philosophy. But the holy name is very, very special. There's no hard and fast rules, and they will try and explain the potency. So we can all chant in unison. Nam namakaru bahudani jasarva shakti tatra vihami amatas manvena kala ekadrishi karati bhagavan mamaki drudai vakti nishami kajanana murata. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshuram Nintangena Tasma Shri Gurudeva Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vedati Swapadam Vikram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pushtaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidhiname Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pucharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Pastitya Sitarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Begging the permission from all the devotees, those also online, if I can say a few words. Vanchakalpa Tribhishya Kripasindhukhe Vacha Patito Naam Pavanindhyo Vaishnavindhyo Namo Namaha. The holy name of the Lord. Comes in the most merciful form of His holy name. In particular, there's one word over there, Sarva Shaktis. Sarva means all. So it would appear there are many, many mantras, there are many, many prayers, there are many, many different kinds of, prayers that are there. But it would seem that in the Maha Mantra, when we talk about the holy name in this particular context, we're talking about the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So in this context of the Maha Mantra, all the different Shaktis are pulled together by the Lord. They've been gathered together and they've been all placed in the power of this holy name. It's more powerful than an atomic bomb. The power of atomic bomb is very, very powerful. Some of us are maybe dreading, this power. And it's more sweeter than a honeycomb. Anyone ever had a pure honeycomb? I'm not talking about those kind of ones you get in a jar. They were not so pure. But the one that you actually literally get off from the beehive is actually so sweet. So when we chant the names of the holy name Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then that's the power it has. Of course, then what comes into our mind? Well, why don't we feel it? Why don't we experience that taste? So if I say Krishna, do I get the taste of honey on my lips? If I say Krishna, are you experiencing an atom bomb going off here? No. So the Maha Mantra will only reveal itself according to the depth of our realization, our love, and our surrender to Krishna. Yeyatamam prapadyante. As one surrenders, then Krishna will reveal himself. So, this Maha Mantra is not something that's just been invented, it's not something that's just new, it's not something that's relevant only in the age of Kali Yuga. It's been there, prevalent. And in fact, there's a famous verse that says that it comes from the spiritual world. I'm sure you know what it is. Golokera premadana harinama sankirtan. Goloka, that's the highest dham, that's the highest place. So this Maha Mantra is coming directly from Goloka. Make no mistakes about it. It has been directly brought over here for us. Now, we are all here on the path of self-realization. We are all here trying to achieve some form of Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, or Goloka. So, there are different ages, Satya, Treta, Dwarpa, and Kali, that different forms of realizations of God is established. So, in Satya Yuga, to try and attain that realization is by meditation. But as we all know, meditation sitting in one place is very, very difficult. Just watching, not trying to find any faults, even a japa period, talking to myself, sitting for 5 minutes, and I go, yeah, ooh, and then go around to do a few circles and sit down, then again. You can't sit still, it's very, very hard. How many people can sit in one spot and chant 16 rounds beginning to the end? Anyone? I used to when I was 16, but those days are far gone. Now everything creaks. So, if you can just immerse yourself, and I was talking to some devotees, when we were young devotees, actually, we used to get up not just in the nick of time, and the curtains would open, you would actually get up a little bit earlier than that. In fact, if you came in the temple room before, when we were young devotees, actually this place was filled with quite a few devotees. And then you would chant a minimum of 4 rounds before Mangalarti. Now, who's had the experience to chant just before Mangalarti? I mean, I'm not saying it, but some of the most sublime rounds come at that early Brahma Mahuta, chanting before Mangalarti. So for us it's very, very difficult to even chant Hare Krishna in a meditative mood. Then there's deity worship. Deity worship, those of pujaris know there has to be a certain, cleanliness, pukkiness. Just a couple of times I had to remind a pujari, Prabhu, you're supposed to be doing the midday arti. Prabhu, you forgot to dress Radha Krishna. So the idea is, we are so forgetful. It's very, very difficult for us to do this. Those yagyas, those different things, very, very hard. I'm a priest myself. And sometimes, some pukka priest, they say, not by chanting the mantra properly. So it's quite hard to pronounce those Sanskrit names. Om Ta Vishnu Paranam Param Sada Pasyanti Surya Diviva. They have to be sung on a certain meter. And so many different difficult ways to pronounce it. So yagyas is very hard, and I just mentioned about deity worship. So only in this Kali Yuga, when the mind is manda, mato, matayo, it's so disturbed, isn't it? That it's very, very hard to do any of these other forms of God realization. This morning I got up nice and early, I was all fired up, I was ready to come, and then I do my ritual, and then what's my ritual? I look on the phone, and then I got a WhatsApp message, Prabhu, I'm sorry, I can't make it for rehearsals. And then immediately my mind was disturbed. Oh, Lord, tried so hard, trying to get this nice play together for the devotees. So straight away, my mind was disturbed. So it's very, very hard. Then I just said, oh, just leave it up to the Lord and become detached. So the mind is so easily disturbed. It's very, very hard for us. But the Lord has very, very kindly made it so simple for us simply to chant. And there are no hard and fast rules. Before, you had to be a Brahmin. Before, you had to go through so many rituals. Before, you had to be born in a certain caste. So when Lord Chaitanya was spreading this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then the local pandits of Navadvip, they would go and bang on Chan Kazi. Kazi, Kazi, Kazi! What is this chanting that Nimai is asking everyone to chant? It is not meant for everyone. It is only meant for the Pakka Brahmins, who is from the very aristocratic family lineage, Halavananda Puri Pakodapad, Sapaboma Bhattacharya. Only those can chant, not these Shudras. So they were getting on Chankazi's name, getting in his case about this holy name being chanted everywhere. So there's a certain amount of restriction that was there in the Vedic culture, who could chant or pronounce or even be involved in some of these ritualistic activities. But Lord Chaitanya broke those boundaries. Lord Chaitanya didn't care for those things. So this holy name that he gave, it was meant for every single person. And even though it's very, very hard for us, still, we should try our best to try and chant the Maha Mantra. This is really, really, if I can find it. This is this really nice, some of you probably seen it, that goes around in a WhatsApp message, or social media, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's talking about chanting, and he's talking about the process of chanting. And let's face it, although it's very simple, it's still somewhat difficult, isn't it? If we're all honest, how many people find it easy to chant Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, pronounce. I'm going to be honest, I find it quite difficult. And this is some of the problems I'm having with chanting. Maybe you can see if you can fit in some of this. Your mind is wandering to the past and the future when you chant. So when you're chanting, is your mind focused on the holy name? Are you thinking about the holy name vibrating, going into your ears, going into your heart, watering your bhakti lata bitch? One devotee told me that he gets his best ideas at japa period. So the mind wanders, isn't it? The mind goes everywhere. The fastest thing on the planet is the mind. The mind, boom, it goes over here. And then at japa period, we've all had that experience. And we're all kind of, at least I'm just talking for myself, excuse me. You know, it's difficult. Not so much nowadays, but some of us in the olden times, we could see some interesting japa that was taking place. And sometimes you wonder, are they in a meditative mood? We used to have one devotee, and we named him Machine Gun Japa. He used to chant, and he used to chant so fast. And he used to finish his rounds by 6 o'clock. Rebo, all done! And then you have Radar Japa. What's Radar Japa? Just looking around everywhere. That picture doesn't look quite right, does it? That Prabhu was scraping that pan. He hasn't done it properly. And the famous thing is a distraction with our phones, isn't it? After one round, check out all your things. I'm not trying to make a fun, but you know, some of these things are the reality. You watch this. So you've got like machine gun japa, you've got radar japa. What other japas are there? Dive bomb japa, offering repeated obeisances to the floor, and now we need to be lower than a straw on the street, but you know, for that straw on the floor. Is Prema Purmatana coming at that time? And I mean, there was one devotee, I mean, and we used to call this Count Dracula Japa, you know. So they would sit in the corner, that's the corner they would sit in, and they would get the chaga. First they would sit and go to the get a Mangal Arati suite, go in the corner and get the chaga and put it around, and then every now and then they would look around and just go inside, and you see this chaga shape. So our mind is not always easy to fix. It's so disturbed. Manda to Manda Bhaga, you're constantly being disturbed. You know, sometimes watching japa period is just an entertainment. I saw one devotee, I don't know how it may be possible, he was going around chanting japa, and then by the end I noticed on his socks he collected a lot of fluff. And I noticed he was just like dragging his feet and just collecting. I said, oh, that's a nice way to change to adopt a marjana. So he's getting benefits of two, cleaning the temple room and chanting Hare Krishna. So yeah, there's so many different types of japa that goes on, and the mind is always constantly wandering. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even if your mind wanders, just chant anyway. You're not able to concentrate on Krishna's name while you're chanting. Our concentration is very, very little. But we were doing class and we typed out on Google how many thoughts do the mind goes through?
60,000.
So we were giving class and we were trying to see how the mind, and so many thoughts are constantly going through our mind. I think there's almost up to 10 to 20,000 a day thoughts. And somewhere between all those thoughts, we have to try and squeeze in the Hare Krishna. Isn't it? So the mind is not able to concentrate, because there's so many things, so many pressures in our life. We have to do this, we have to do that. So it's hard. And sometimes, you know, to cut corners, we drive and chant. And if someone's really taking a risk, is depending completely on driving Krishna. Oh, Prabhu, watch out, this one's with the red lights. It's okay, just depend on Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. You're on the body anyway. These guys are just karmis. So you need a certain concentration when you're chanting. Driving, I've seen some people also chant during class. Either you're listening to the speaker or you are chanting. Chanting needs soul concentration. You need to have your mind 100% fixed. So you may not be able to concentrate on Krishna names while you are chanting, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur says what? Together?
Chant.
Okay, so this is for me. You have no taste for chanting. I've been chanting, I'm not trying to brag, since 1975. I've been chanting the Hare Krishna mantra since 1975. And when Luke, are you doing Count Dracula Japa? Are you with us? So when Luke is sitting, that's where I was when I came in the early days and chanting Hare Krishna. And I'm being honest, I can't say that when I chant Hare Krishna, I'm getting a taste. I'll be 100% lying. I still, within my heart, I still feel it's a little bit mechanical. If Krishna came to me and said, you know, there's no consequences if you didn't chant 16 rounds, I said, yeah, okay, I'll take that option. So therefore, we have to try and develop our love for Krishna so that we're actually getting a taste. And the famous example is given what? There's so many examples. The Prabhupada gave this example as well. About candy? Jaundice, yes. So at the beginning, we just don't have the taste. If anyone's had jaundice, anyone been in India got jaundice? Did you get jaundice in India? So I got jaundice, all yellow. And then the way to kind of cure yourself, you have to take sugar candy. And at the beginning, it's bitter. And you feel, oh, anyone's had, what's that bitter vegetable? Karela. Who likes Karela? I know my son hates Karela. If I bring this on Karela, I said, will you bring this? Oh, I don't want that. So yeah, so at the beginning, chanting is like Karela, isn't it? You know, except for Diabala Dave, I don't know who else likes some Karela, unless it's nicely fried. Shivaram Maharaj used to like my mum's Karela, because she used to make it with gore. But if you keep on taking it, and slowly, slowly it becomes tasty. But what I was thinking was that we have a certain regulation that we chant 16 rounds. But Prabhupada said it doesn't stop at 16. Your real rounds start after 16. Because in your mind, 16 is when you get a tick. 16 is when you think you're qualified to be on the initiation list. 16 is when you think that, right, I can walk in the temple room and chant 16 rounds. But try chanting after 16 rounds. And then that's something you're willing to do because that's your own spare time. 16, if you don't chant, then you're out of the temple of your Brahmacharya. But after 16, then that's your own individual private time. Try and chant after that. Then we can try and see if we can get a taste. So if you don't have a taste for chanting, what does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? Chant anyway. So like jaundice disease, we are all in. Then slowly, slowly by taking it, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Another one, we just did this play, I don't know if some of us saw this play on Friday, the Piva Mangal Thakur. So it says here, you have lusty desires. So although most of us think lusty desires attributed to sex, no, lusty desires is just wanting to enjoy the material world. I'm going to frankly say, I want to enjoy the material world. You know, if somebody said, yeah, do you want to go to Fiji, dip your fingers and your toes on nice warm sand with the water and have a nice non-alcoholic pina colada? You know, that's some desires to enjoy the material world. But you have to forsake all these things to some degree. And you see, the Goswamis, you know, they won't even sleep under the same tree in case they got attached. Srila Prabhupada was taking a walk and then he saw some bird droppings and he asked his disciples, what does this mean? It's a big pile over there. And somebody said this, somebody said, no. See, the bird is attached to the same tree. He comes and does his business there. So we get attached. So that's, we have so many kinds of desires. Desires are like rivers constantly flowing in the ocean. But even though we got so many desires, so many lusty desires, what does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? Chant anyway. So this is also another tough one. You know, you're making offenses in chanting. We know there's so many offenses. We chanted in the morning. So many offenses, the 10 offenses. So, in one sense, it's a bit of a dichotomy. No hard and fast rules, chant anywhere, chant in the shower, chant when you're walking. But then at the same time, there seems to be a small kind of a fine print that we are making offenses. That we're not doing shuddha naam. But even though we're making offenses, what does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? Chant anyway. And then you are not praying to Krishna to help you chant better. So the power of prayer, we have to ask Krishna to help us. So we cannot chant on our own. We cannot possibly get that taste on our own, we have to ask the person who is the holy name, who is Krishna. So how many of us sometimes stand in front of Radha Gopalananda and say, please Krishna, give me the power to chant. And this is one of my favorite stories, is when Srila Prabhupada was in Shantipur, when he was there chanting, when he had this meditation of how he was going to bring this Krishna consciousness. It was a mammoth task. How was he possibly going to be able to achieve that? At the moment, we're all living the fruits of Prabhupada's great sacrifice, but transfer yourself about 80, 90 years ago. What a difficult task it was. And there he was, sitting in Shantipur, in the very room Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda were discussing how to spread Krishna consciousness, and Prabhupada was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. And the pujari noticed how intense his japa was, that tears was flowing. I can only say maybe once or twice that I've kind of really felt the holy name, and you know, you feel a certain kind of spiritual experience. So these are some of the kind of things that we have to try and chant in such sincerity that it comes very, very naturally. We want to chant. So even if we're not praying to Krishna to help us chant, what does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? Chant anyway. So then why is Bhaktivinoda Thakur emphasizing this? Why is he saying? You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, towards the last years of his life, he took Babaji Avesh, and then in Calcutta, his house is there, I don't know, and then there was a really tiny little room, I would say, oh my God, it was probably about 3 foot, 4 foot, by the same, and he just sat there in one position, and chanted 64 rounds. And this is the reason why he says, listen very carefully, there is no vow like chanting the holy name, no knowledge superior to it. So we all take so many vows in our life, don't do this, don't this. We take a vow to our wife, we take a vow to our husbands, we take a vow to our children, we take a vow for this, to lose some weight or whatever. But the vows that are taken, there's no vow like chanting of the holy name. It's the most powerful vow that we can keep. And I've seen that many people take these vows and later on they find it very, very difficult. So there's no knowledge which is superior to that. So that's quite interesting. What does it mean there's no knowledge superior to the holy name? What does that mean? There's no knowledge which is superior to the holy name. You get Prabhu?
Yes, is it that the holy name reveals everything? So with the holy name, we have everything.
That's right. There's so many scriptures. There's so much knowledge. There's so many Vedas, you know. When the Pandit was complaining to Narada Muni that he was not going to get liberation after so many thousands, and he said, I have studied the Rig Veda, the Thara Veda, until it hurts my head. So people study so much scriptures, but the only knowledge you need to know, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's no meditation which comes anywhere near it. There's so much meditation apps, there's so many kind of people who are struggling with stress, anxiety. They pay thousands of dollars, they keep their phones away, they go in some meditation. And they try to meditate on what? Probably nothing. But the meditation on the holy name, nothing comes anywhere as close as that. And then what's the result we're all trying to achieve in this life?
Love God.
What's that? Mahaprabhu.
Love God.
Prema Purmatanaha. Prema Purmatanaha. That is the highest. That's the goal we want to try and achieve. And that's what the holy name will give us. Prema Purmatanaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is worshipped along with his transcendental abode Vrindavan. The most pleasing of worshipping for that Lord is that which was performed by the gopis of Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless authority on everything, and pure love of Godhead is the ultimate goal of life for all. These statements for which we have are the highest regard and opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is from Chaitanya Manushu by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti. Prema Purmatanaha. And if you want to achieve that, then this is what we have to do. So time again is running away. There's so many wonderful things that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking about. But I just wanted to quickly, everyone loves stories. Who likes stories? Yeah. So it's the best way we can relate to some of the activities of Krishna consciousness. So we'll talk a little bit about the power of the holy name. So we'll cast our minds to when Srila Prabhupada was in Bowery, when he was there, when he was trying to attract a few followers. So some devotees who were there, they were saying that they found it really, really hard to understand Srila Prabhupada. His accent was very thick. If you listen to some of the lectures at the beginning, you have to really concentrate. So it wasn't the philosophy some of these people were attracted to. It was just the chanting that was going on over there. And you can even see in those video matchless gifts, when the chanting finished, people were leaving. They didn't want to stay for the lecture. So it was the attraction of the holy name that actually solidified in these young, aspiring spiritual seekers. So that's the power of the holy name. And then one devotee was telling me that in the early days, you know, devotees were very, you know, fired at Kijai. They would just go anywhere. They would just do Harinam everywhere. They wouldn't be bothered about etiquette or anything. So this bunch of devotees was going somewhere, and they would, regardless of a little bit about the local law, and they all went on Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the people over here had never seen anything like it. They were well surprised. And within moments there was hundreds of people there. And then before you knew it, the police came, they came with machine guns, with AK-47, and quickly threw the devotees in the jail. When the devotees were escorted to the jail, and they started, you know, of course they could go, no. What? Anyway, they were thrown in the prison. The biggest mistake the prison guards did when they threw the devotees in the jail was what? They left the instruments inside the prison cell. Big mistake. Never do that if you want to, like, you know, if you want to defuse Hare Krishna, take his madanga away. Take his cartas. If you take his pakura away, it's alright, not too bad. But never take his madanga away. Never take his cartel away. So, what did they do? They started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare, slowly at the beginning, you know, devotees are by him. They started the kirtan, Hare Krishna, and before they knew it, people from the other cell started banging, and they started clapping. And because it's a simple Maha Mantra, it was very easy for the others to follow. So then everyone started slowly, slowly, and they started going to a rip-roar kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they were all banging, they were getting their cups, and they were going along the bars like this. And this devotee was there, was telling me. And then before you know it, The guards came, well, you know, what is this? Stop this. They started banging with their guns on everyone's cells. Stop. And then the guns pointing at everyone. And then they took the matangas away from the devotees. They took the cartels away. And then the guards went away. And within 2 minutes there was a riot. And then the prisoners started burning all the, whatever they could, and the guards came. Said, what's the matter? Everything was peaceful until these Hare Krishnas came. We never had such problems before. What's going on now? He said, we like this chanting. It's wonderful. Why did you stop them? Give them back the instruments. Otherwise, we're going to burn this prison down. It's a true story. And then they gave the instruments back. And then the kirtan all started, and everyone started. And this time they opened the cell, and they took them to a communal place, and big kirtan. And then a couple of devotees said, is it okay if we can make some prasadam for the prisoners? So some devotees were in kirtan, and some devotees were inside making some halava for everyone. So that's the holy name. These people, somewhat dull-hearted, they're not there in the jail because they're the best citizens on the planet. But somehow the holy name went into their heart and broke the barriers. It doesn't matter my culture. It doesn't matter who you are. I've never seen a shaven person like you with this bird droppings on your face. But that vibration that's coming out from your mouth, it's getting us all ticked. It's getting us all hooked. We want more and more. And they chanted for 4 or 5 hours. Ribo!
Ribo!
And another time, the devotees, they were chanting Harinam, you know, and as Prabhu Rasamanda was saying, it was a regular occurrence. We were constantly thrown in jail for book distribution for Harinam, me and Gautama. We shared the same cell, you know. So we were always in jail here and there for chanting. So at the beginning, they didn't know what was going on. So some police, they came. And they said, stop this, stop. In the name of the law, you cannot do this. You're causing a disturbance. And the devotees said, what disturbance? They said, this is not allowed. Public nuisance. He said, there's so many nuisance activities going on. So many criminal activities. We're just here on the side, we're not causing any disturbance. And you're stopping us. He says, come on, you have to come to the police station. Hello, hello, you're all booked. So then the devotees were taken, escorted. There was a few blocks away. Then the police escorted them. And then, you know what devotees like? Do devotees like to take no for an answer?
No.
So as they were going, within a few minutes, again, tatai, tatai, the madanga started resounding. And slowly, slowly, at first, they started singing, and then it started increasing. And the police didn't stop them, miraculously. But then what happened, some more police guy came the other side. And the ones who were escorting the devotees away, they turned around. So the devotees stopped, and the other police, they looked around. And then, as the other police went away, and they went inside, the ones who was escorting them said, oh, you can start again. And they started again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So even the policemen, even though they were trying to follow, they got attracted by the holy name. They wanted to hear. And then, even though they were supposed to nick the devotees, then they said, I'll go on, just sign on the dotted line. And then the police guy said, look, here's a tip. We do like your chanting. We're just trying to follow, you know, what we're told to do. Don't stay more than half an hour in each place. It's only after half an hour we are obliged to come. So when it comes to 29 minutes, go somewhere else. And another one, which is the last one, me and Gautama again, we were together, so we were doing Harinam, and then, you know, we were all chanting and singing, and naturally, there's a lot of people who are opposed to the Sankirtan movement. Some guys, some burly teenagers, they came towards us and started pushing. I was praying in Matanga. They started pushing away. And this one devotee called Radha Damada. I don't know if anyone knows Radha Damada. Very, very thin devotee, you know, hardly 1 inch of flesh on his body. You sneeze at him, he'll go blowing across the room, you know. So not someone that you think has got some kind of weight, presence. And then when Radha Damada saw I was getting pushed, he went to this one guy and he looked into his face and he said, "Nishingade!" And that guy just stopped. He just stopped. And just the potency of that holy name stopped those people harassing us. And they just went away. So the holy name is not to be underestimated. I have so many stories, unfortunately I have to stop. I don't want to stop you. And then just last but not the least is, in my experience, the greatest way the holy name shines. There's three types we normally kind of chant. One is japa. We explain how difficult that is. Then there's kirtan. Everyone likes a good kirtan. But the one that where the holy name completely full potency blows up is on the streets of Harinam Sankirtan. And that's where I've had some of my most blissful chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Because you're giving it to others. And that's what Lord Chaitanya's mood is, outreach, giving it to others, giving that association of holy name to the others. And then this one person was telling me that this Harinam was going past, and there's two old ladies talking away, and then this devotee just happened to be eavesdropping. Not a good idea, but they just happened to be at the right place. But these two old ladies said, "I don't know what it is about these people chanting. No matter what the weather, no matter what the condition is, they always seem so happy." That's the power of the holy name. Sri Harinam Prabhu Ki. So then, I know I said this was the last one, but I just want to conclude, if I can find it, Srila Prabhupada has to say. Simply by chanting, one gets the highest perfection. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings and gift. So today we're talking about the gift. We're talking about what Lord Chaitanya gave us. He gave us this chanting, and that gives us the highest perfection. Purmatana. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
If anybody wants to ask questions, otherwise if anybody has duties, if there's the prasadam calling for you.
Thank you so much for amazing class. I just had a question about commitment, which you spoke about, you know, only really speaking about yourself, from 1975 you've been chanting. And you in one sense have had that commitment. Some people might fear commitment because they might fear that they might not be able to maintain that standard, or you know, they might not be able to fulfill their vows successfully. So how does one combat this?
So that's a very good question. So vows is always difficult. Come January we all take vows. Within 2 weeks all the vows or resolutions are broken, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, it's hard to keep vows. So, Lord Chaitanya is very kind. As I said, there's no hard and fast rules. So, you can start slowly. You don't have to go straight into the deep end. You take what is possible for you to take that step, baby step. You don't enter your baby into the Olympics marathon run, do you? You have to wait until it gets trained up slowly, slowly, slowly. So, in the same way, don't be over jubilant, don't be over fanatic, don't think. Krishna consciousness is a long haul. We've got a long way that we have to go towards Krishna. So take your time, take your steps, and slowly, slowly, and you can see, you can just build yourself. Have a good foundation. If it's just one round, It's better you do one quality good round with full concentration than 16 just for the sake of just, oh, I've done it. So take your vows, take your steps slowly, slowly, and then you'll come to that point. And then when you get that taste, then naturally you'll increase. Ananda Buddhi Vardhana.
Ananda Buddhi Vardhana. The notion of joy.
Thank you for wonderful on Sunday, by the moment, he was talking about the mentioned bridge. I'm thinking to me that means we were going up on the bridge and putting the holy name of Ananda up on the mountain. So I'm thinking how to get the holy name to all these people. Gauranga, so Lord Gauranga is the yoga avatar for the air, and Lord Nityananda says, if anyone who chants the name of Lord Gauranga, Lord Nityananda is very kind upon that, because a lot of answers with Gauranga on the bridge. So for me, that's the bridge preaching.
Yeah, wherever you go, you just get people to chant Hare Krishna. Even Gauranga is such a power, because Gauranga is no different from Krishna. Some of you might have seen this video that might be circulating. I was in some Zulu village, and someone was spontaneously, we just started chanting Gauranga, Gauranga, and they were getting so into it, and it's so nice. And somebody said to me, the reason why they were chanting so nicely is because it was pure. They had no offenses. They didn't know what they were chanting, but they were getting right off it, that's for sure. And they were just chanting, Gauranga, 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 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So tomorrow we can have a nice meditation. Madhavatiti, on these special days, the energies of Lord Chaitanya completely opens. So whenever you can, just try and pray very hard that we can get some nice attachment to the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.